Hey everyone, this is Larry Asbury Jr., aka Blue Man Rule with Opaform Radio, and I just want to stop by and tell you a little bit about the network. I thank you for being here, but there we have so much more to offer. I don't want you to miss out on what we have. So for the funniest and the best drunken podcast around, check out the 40cast. For the most circumspect podcast debate around, check out Prove Your Point. For Opaform Radio's official gaming podcast and roundtable based podcast, check out Guide Button. Now, WFR Productions brings you a cornucopia of different topics, all from our own in-house radio personality, and Geeks FTW just touches on anything geeky. Now, if you want to combine your love for music and games on the downloadable scene with a nice, cool, laid-back cat, I highly recommend Section Z, because he has two passions but one mic. If you want to voyeur into your fanboy or fangirlism and talk a little bit of tech and gaming, then please, Truthfully Geeking is the show for you. Now, the Angry Mailman Networks dropped some hilarity with the Angry Mailman podcast, but now with Who Am I, we get real serious and then we talk some things. The Knox Family Broadcast brings you a multifactorial view of life. So all the areas that make us up, presented to you by Knox himself. And we have to jump up across the pond for our friends over there. The Front Page to Screen Media Empire features our own in-house movie critic extraordinaires. And we also want to welcome and invite to share with you our newest member of the family, Vault Reviews. Opaform Radio is a fresh breeze in podcasting, guaranteed to have something that fits your bill. Thanks for listening, and let's get it. This spot brought to you by the Onyx Project of Opaform Radio, the evolution of audio podcasting.
Welcome to episode 66 of the Geeks for the Win podcast. I am your host, William, and I am with my co-host, Stuart.
So much turkey, because you're probably listening to this after Thanksgiving, which is what I'll be saying after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, exactly. I always wondered if 666 is like the evil number. Is 66 2/3 evil? I've always wondered that. Or is it just three sixes in a row makes it evil, and then sixes or less sixes doesn't have anything to do with that? I don't know. That's just crazy talk or crazy thoughts.
I just think 66 is three away from fun time. So.
Who are we going to have a guest on that episode? Well, if you want to be on the magical episode number 69, definitely tinyurl.com/guestftw. And real quick, I want to just, you know, a lot of people, they say, you know, shout outs to the Geeks FTW. Well, you don't really say FTW unless you're spelling FTW. I mean, you're supposed to say for the win. Have you ever noticed that, Stuart? How a lot of people do that?
I have noticed that, but I'm not picky. Yeah. It's just a different way to say our name.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I like the Geeks for the Win because it just sounds better, and that's what it stands for. I mean, if you were going to spell it out loud, then GEEKSFTW. I mean.
Yes, they should just start saying that from now on.
Exactly. More catchier. I mean, if you're going to spill it out anyways, but if you're going to say it, then you geek the geeks for the win. It just sounds better and has more power to it and more oomph. At least I think so. And I mean, come on now. We need
if they Google us, will they find Geeks FTW? I will look that up right now.
What do you mean? If they Google Geeks FTW?
For the win.
This is exciting.
They do not find us, so.
Yeah, when I search Geeks for the Win, I do find from page to screen.wordpress.com where he's talking about, I'm guessing, me participating in Extra Life. The Geeks for the Win and the Geeks for a Charity. I'm guessing that's, Well, that's just, I mean, I'm just saying that's how it's spelled Geeks FTW, but it's pronounced for the win.
And you should Google Geeks FTW if you want to find us.
And you should pronounce it Geeks for the Win. That's just what I'm saying. I'm just saying you're pronouncing and spelling are two different things. And it's funny if you actually knew me in real life, because English is my worst subject. So it's funny that I'm giving, you know, I guess a little grammar, English pronunciation lesson, whatever. But still,
and like, and a wonderful saying, use of that language that was.
It's about oomph, and we need as much oomph as we can get, because we're so not exactly don't the just most say geeks. Oomph podcast.
So don't just say Geeks for the Win. Just say Geeks for the Win!
Exactly. Scream it. Every time you say it, scream it. But, yeah, I don't know where I was going with that, but it bought us some time. And I guess, how has your week been, Stuart? What have you been up to?
Well, I had a birthday. So there was that.
That's right. You're a year closer to dying.
Hooray! I did get some geek stuff. So I'm happy.
I saw.
I'm happy about that.
You made out like a bandit.
Yeah, I did. See, I got Call of Duty 3. Modern Warfare 3, sorry, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3.
I was about to say, if they gave you Call of Duty 3, then they wrong must not one. Really like you.
I also got The Walking Dead Season 1. And Doctor Who Season 6 Part 2.
Ooh, nice. I didn't know if that was Part 1 or Part 2 or what. I didn't know. I was going to ask you about that.
It's Part 2.
Awesome.
So I've been playing a lot of Modern Warfare 3.
What do you think of it?
It's more Modern Warfare.
Now, is that a good thing or is that a bad thing?
I liked Modern Warfare 2. I really did. I liked it a lot better than Black Ops. So, I mean, I'm definitely enjoying playing Modern Warfare 3.
I don't know if you've noticed Fadios' tweets or not.
I've been busy playing Modern Warfare 3. I haven't seen.
He's basically been tweeting about, like, because he's just sick and tired of people saying, you know, it's the same old, it's the same as before. And
well, it is. It really is.
But he's been making other tweets about, like, I'll just look it up while you keep talking, but.
Okay. Well, I mean, they did change a little bit, but, I mean, it is still the same Modern Warfare. But that's not a bad thing. You know, if it's not broke, don't fix it. It's that kind of thing. And, I was an idiot and did shell out the $50 for Elite.
Why do you have to say you're an idiot?
Because we're both idiots. That's just plain and simple. We did it. We got it.
That doesn't mean we're smart because, you know, we're saving money in the long run because we would buy the DLC anyways. And
true.
We, you know, with the Elite, you get basically all the map packs plus extra content each month. Additional stuff. So, you know, if they come out with 4 map packs, that's at $15 a pop. That's $60 right there. Not to mention the other, monthly extras.
That all has to come out within a year, though, for that to really pay off.
Well, Black Ops, they came out with 4 map packs.
True.
And they say, like I said, monthly content they're talking about. So I don't know what. So that's at least 12 pieces of content right there.
Well, I think it's going to be we're going to get a map a month. And
I could see that. Yeah,
I can
plus the
and I can instead of
extra map packs.
Well, no, that's what we're going to get the map packs. We're going to get the maps a month, like, you know, kind of spread out over the time period of release. So like say like they release, you know, 4 maps in a map pack. We'll get those maps before, like, just kind of they'll slowly trickle out to us before it'll get to.
Oh, so then when 4 maps come out, then they'll release the map pack for people to buy.
Yes, for everybody else who you know, and we'll have we'll have the upper hand because we already know the maps.
Yeah, definitely, that'll be awesome, and we get exclusive timed exclusive.
That's my theory. So.
Yeah. But, okay, here's one of Fadios' tweets. Where is it? Ah, oh, man, I had pizza and it was the same as last time. Hashtag MW3.
Well, if the pizza was good last time, you want it good again.
Yeah, I mean, that he's just, what is it? Played some MW3. You may say it's the same old thing. Well, in that case, the same old thing is pretty awesome.
Exactly. See, he's been
making fun of other people though because they're saying it's the same old thing, and he's saying, you know, hey, if it's not broke, don't fix it.
That's
and it was broke.
Rewind that. And I just said that. So.
And you know, Modern Warfare 2 was broke, and they did fix it. So.
But
it's even better.
It was fixed at the end, though.
Yeah, but I think a lot of people dropped off. I know I did.
Yeah, I did, too.
Because, you know, the javelin glitch is just... That's the reason why I was late to Black Ops, even. Is because the...
I will say this. I think they need to balance the sniper rifles. They're a bit overpowered.
Yeah, that's true. I do gotta say, I'm. I don't know if I've said this before, but I'm upset about them having emblems, like already made emblems, and not being able to create your own. Because my Black Ops emblem was the Geeks for the Win logo.
Well, so. You'll be able to import that into Black Ops 2. So.
Yeah, and when I go on Call of Duty Elite and. I think that's my emblem on like the website. And
it is, yeah.
Whatnot. That's still cool. I still like seeing that. But, and I guess, well, I with Elite, I'm looking forward to maybe some of the contests they got.
Yeah,
I've enlisted myself in a single one. I made the OFRN Open Forum Radio Network clan.
Uh-huh.
And people need to let me know if they want to be invited because right now it's just you and me.
Well, you can invite Patriot.
Because
he said he wanted in.
I've been trying, but it's not letting me. It's saying he's not on my friends list, or he
Maybe I don't know. Maybe he's got. Maybe he hasn't signed up for Elite yet.
That could be it. Yeah, that could be it. So, if you're listening, Patriot, maybe you've got to sign up for Elite, and then I can. Because I've been trying. I have been. But, and not all my friends are. It doesn't show all my friends whenever I try to invite somebody. It just has a few of them. So maybe that's it. I didn't really think about that, but. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to taking advantage of it, and I'm looking forward to the Android app that's supposed to come out soon.
Yeah, I've always been into looking at stats ever since, you know, Halo 2. That's when stat tracking became a thing. I've always kind of been into that, so I like Elite. But that's,
yeah.
But you get that for free, though.
That's true. But you also get the Elite, you get other extra goodies, too.
Like emblems.
Which.
And titles.
Yes. And extra video slots.
That's true.
Which, you get 24 instead of 8.
I think there's something wrong with their server. Because
yeah,
because like you have one up, but and it took forever to freaking load, and then
I have one up.
You says you do.
I keep looking and it doesn't say I have one up. I tried uploading one.
This was through Modern Warfare 3.
Okay, yeah, but it hasn't gone like you when I go on the website, it hasn't popped up yet. And, well, Call of Duty, what is it?
You have to say render after you upload it to your library or whatever. After that,
I did that on
two videos, but only one has shown up, and the audio is not in sync with the video.
Yeah, I don't know if you follow Call of Duty Elite, one word.
They follow me.
One word. Yeah.
But I don't follow them.
Because they tweet whenever, like, you know, stuff with Elite, you know, I guess for premium and whatnot. And they one of their last tweets was saying, some users may notice video vaults are currently inaccessible. Don't worry. They are all saved still, and, you know, it'll be fixed whenever the update comes out, which that's up to Microsoft because they
there was an update yesterday.
This was 2 hours ago.
Okay, yeah, I was looking yesterday after the update, and it wasn't working. So, okay.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to this. This will be pretty cool. I'm still trying to figure out all the stuff with Elite and the clans and all that crazy stuff, what all we can do, so. But yeah, I created the OFRN clan because no one had done it already and I wanted to be the leader of it, so. Because I like to be in charge, but, Yeah, just let me know if you want in, people, and we can, I guess, do competitions and stuff. I think they start the end of the week.
Well, I mean, there's one right now. We can pose for a picture.
Oh, we can? Okay.
Well, I don't know if it's clan, but it's just a group of people kind of posing for our picture.
Okay. Well, we'll have to mess around with this stuff later. But anyways, what else have you been doing?
I've been watching Spider-Man the Animated Series a lot on Netflix.
The 90s?
Yes.
Oh, good stuff.
I'm almost all the way through them.
Oh, good stuff. I love that.
I don't think it would hold up for somebody who has never seen it before and who didn't watch it back in the 90s. I don't think it'll hold up to them. But
I didn't think about that because I see it and I'm just it's awesome. It's definitely lived up to, as far as my hype goes, of thinking about it. Because, you know, you go back and you watch stuff, and then you're like, I used to like this, but I don't get that feeling.
No. But you know, if you look at it, you're like, that's kind of silly. Why would they do that? You know, it's a lot of plot points that don't quite make sense.
Yeah, that's true. But
we just kind of ignore it because it's awesome and we used to love it. We still do. So,
and it's one of the most true to the comic anime or animated versions. Or
I say it's the closest.
Yeah. Actually, not just animated version, any, you know, video type version, because the movies were just garbage as far as, you know.
And you don't,
true to the comics.
I thought of something. There is one Marvel kind of famous Marvel hero that we have never seen in any kind of film form, or at least that I have never seen, and I've watched a lot of Marvel stuff.
And which one's that?
Prince Nate Namor.
I'm drawing a blank.
The Submariner.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Didn't they have him on? I think they had the Submariner on one of the 2006 Fantastic Four animated series.
I haven't watched that. Maybe he is.
I think it's actually on Netflix.
It is. It is.
Yeah.
I
remember seeing.
I got to it yet, but okay.
That's really good too. That's a good series too. I've never seen it until, you know, this past year. But it's pretty good, and I remember some underwater person, and I guess it would have to be the Submariner because Aquaman is like
that's
DC, yeah, and he was kind of evil at first too. So
he is a jerk, to put it lightly.
Yeah, but the Fantastic Four basically is like a sequel. That series is like a sequel to the movies.
Ew.
It's entertaining though, because it's an animated series and they're able to do more, but it's in the same kind of universe.
Okay. I will end up watching it, because, you know, it is on my queue. I just haven't gotten to it yet.
Yeah, but I remember, you know, I remember that, and I had to, you know, show off how geeky I am, or how pathetic my life is, that I remembered that and was able to prove you wrong.
Well, good.
Because that's what we do as geeks. We, you know,
that's right.
If we know something, we gotta make sure we flaunt it or whatever. But yeah, he's actually on there.
Okay. I saw something today, and I wasn't expecting you to see it, and it kind of it threw me. You know those idiots on Wall Street right now, and basically every single capital.
Yeah,
I saw one today here in the city of Richmond, which is not any place special. I saw them here.
Okay.
And one of the signs, just kind of put, you know, in perspective how much these people know why they're there. One of the guys' signs read, and I kid you not, "I was angry, so I wrote this sign." and then in small words below, the 99%.
That's awesome. And I got to give the props to that guy. He's honest. I was angry, so I wrote, oh, that's too funny.
And forgot, they were standing right next to the guy holding the Domino's sign saying, "Get buy one, get one free."
Oh, that's too funny.
I'm actually kidding. He was actually down the street.
Ah.
But close by enough where he could see them.
Yeah. That's funny.
And then past him was a guy holding a sign saying, we'll work for food, but...
Oh, now you just had... You bummed us all out. But anyways, what else has been going on?
That's it. I'm kind of just waiting for this weekend. Because I...
Anything special?
Yes. The Old Republic beta.
Oh yeah, weekend. I hate you.
And I am confirmed in for this weekend. I have the client downloaded and everything.
I forgot. I hate you, and I hate Elf because she's got the invite and she can't even use it.
I know.
Oh. Yeah. So. But anyways, that should be
and
interesting.
Last weekend, the NDA was up, like, you know. People are now free to talk about what they've seen in the beta. So
I'm looking forward. I'm going to have tons of questions for you
next week. I will let you know.
Alrighty. So I guess not much going on this week, really. Let's see. For me, a little Modern Warfare 3, of course. In the bonus content, we talked about the dashboard update, and I'm in the preview program, and got to watch the UFC event for free, which pretty awesome. I'm so glad I got it for free, because I wouldn't have... This particular one wasn't on my radar, and it turned out to be a really good one. Let's see. I've been watching... The Walking Dead, that's getting crazy. Next week's gonna be really insane. It's the mid-season finale.
Okay.
I guess they're splitting it into two parts.
Well,
kind of like Doctor Who.
I now have season one, so I will finally catch up. Even though it's on Netflix.
I was about to say it's on Netflix. And
I've even watched a couple episodes on Netflix. So,
alrighty. Then I started watching Sonic Underground.
Is that Sonic the Hedgehog?
Yes,
it is. Oh,
do yourself a favor. Do not watch this.
Wait,
it's 40 episodes. Like the
80s/90s cartoon.
1998. No, this is. Sonic has a brother and a sister, and they were all separated at birth. They were all separated, and their mom was like ruler of this area. And then Dr. Robotnik took over, and Sonic plays like a guitar, and his brother plays the drums, and sister plays the piano. And it's the voice of the guy Jaleel White who played Urkel.
Really?
I think
I've seen clips.
And I want to say he plays Sonic's sister too. Cuz I mean, it just sounds like a female Sonic. It's just disturbing and bad, and I don't know why I've watched 3 episodes already. I think I was on the 4th episode, and then I was like, I can't do this anymore. But yeah, this isn't, there's a lot of other Sonic animated stuff that's a lot better than this. I thought this was one of the other ones that, but yeah, it's not that great, so it definitely won't be a recommend. I started watching it because I thought maybe this could be a, you know, recommend, but... No.
It turns into an I don't recommend.
Exactly. It's just... It's bad. in so many different ways. But, I mean, anyways, let's see, what else have I been watching? Same old normal shows. I've Sons of Anarchy, House, Dexter. Dexter's getting pretty interesting. I'm really, really liking Dexter, but sadly, they made a deal for 2 more seasons.
Really?
I don't know how they can keep going with it. I mean, I'm liking this season was really good, and I thought maybe this season's a season where, you know, he starts slipping up and
Dexter's dark passenger becomes its own entity.
I don't know. But there was an interesting episode. I'm not gonna really spoil anything, where they get into his dark passenger and, you know,
he decides to go straight, but that inadvertently creates a split personality. That's the dark passenger.
I'm not gonna spoil anything. There's some interesting stuff with like the Trinity Killer and Dexter and stuff in the past, like from season one, that kind of plays an effect, and it does get pretty interesting. But so I would still recommend people, you know, if they are still interested in the show, to try to get your hands on the episodes and watch them. Don't quit on Dexter. I would still recommend watching Dexter, at least now. I don't know what the next season will be or the season after that, but as far as this current season, it's still Dexter goodness. Then Merlin. Merlin's really good. I'm still liking Merlin.
I need to start watching Merlin again, because, you know, I stopped in, like, after season, whatever the last season was. I need to catch back up.
Yeah, major stuff has happened in this season. It's crazy. It's totally crazy. But what else? I'm trying to look on my Instant Watch and see. It's a problem with sharing Instant Watch with people. Oh, I did watch The People versus George Lucas.
Okay, I haven't watched that yet. I have it, but I haven't watched it.
Yes. Yes.
Because I borrowed it from you.
Yes, you did. Yeah, it's good. It's really good. The whole time I'm thinking, yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I do hate George Lucas. I really don't. But that, and then I watched UHF again. I watch that every now and then. That movie is just so weird.
That was one of the first DVDs I ever owned.
It's just, I keep forgetting how weird of a movie it is.
I don't think I've watched it since then. It's been such a long time.
But that, and what else? That's pretty much it. I'm just the same old stuff. I've been watching gaming, Modern Warfare 3. Haven't been doing much else gaming besides that. I've been messing around with my phone a lot, checking out a lot of apps and different. It's rooted, and I've been tweaking it and doing all kinds of stuff to it. Just because I can, trying different custom ROMs that people have made, and I've flashed it and tried out the different software ROMs people have made, and there's some pretty cool ones, but I'm back on the original that it came with, because it's I think it's fine the way it is, but so yeah, that's it for me. I guess I really don't have a topic, but it looks like you've got a topic.
Yeah, with the coming soon release of Star Wars The Old Republic, and I know a lot of people's first MMO is going to be this one.
And hand raised.
Yes, yes, you were. Yeah, I had you in mind when I thought of this. And MMOs, they have their own kind of language. So I thought I'd kind of like break down the language and kind of teach the MMO terms. Because I know you've heard me say them and had no idea what I was saying.
Yeah, so Stuart's back teaching.
That's right, you know. And I was good at it, so, you know, why not?
You ready? Go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to start off with kind of other names for your character. They could be called toons, you know, short for cartoon or avatar. And then there's mains and alts. Yeah, okay, a lot of this is going to be common sense stuff, but, you know, just you know, basic stuff. A main is going to be the character that you kind of focus all of your attention on. He's going to be the first one that you level up to the top level. He's going to be the one that you, or she, the one that you want to experience all the content first with. An alt is an alternate character. You know, like you want to try a different class or something. There's also bank alts, and a bank alt is basically used for storage. Like your bags and stuff are overflowing. You know, your in-game bank can no longer hold stuff, so you basically just create a character, send them like the biggest bags you can find, and just fill that character up. There's an auction house alt. You know, that's basically used for the auction house stuff. And I have seen the auction house in the Old Republic, and it looks a lot like the World of Warcraft auction house. So, I mean, those of you who have played World of Warcraft know kind of exactly what it looks like. If not, it'll be new for you. Am I going too fast for you?
No. I'm good. Audience, are you good? I don't hear any complaints, so keep going.
I don't either. Okay. Now, a mob. That term comes back from EQ, or EverQuest. It stands for monster, enemy, that guy. You know, anything that's going to attack you is a mob. There's also elite mobs, which are basically harder enemies. They're in between bosses and just your flat out regular mob. So, and they usually, you know, if it's at your level, chances are you cannot take it by yourself. You have to have help. An instance. That's going to be an area where you and a group goes into. It's a dungeon, basically. And it's set up in a way where only you and your group will be able to interact with that particular dungeon. After you finish it, it will reset and you should go back in it. Just do it all again. And a raid would be a bigger instance. You know, you have to have a lot of people. Like in World of Warcraft, for example, there were 40-man raids where you and 40 and like 39 of your other friends would get together and do this boss because it was so freaking hard. It took that many of you. Now, in raids and instances, there are roles to play. You got the tank, the healer, and the DPS. The healer, that's self-explanatory. DPS stands for damage per second. You know, weapons also have DPS stats on them and stuff. They're basically the ones who just continually do damage and don't stop. They don't do anything but do damage. And maybe, like, clear some adds, which are additional enemies that come in when during a boss fight. A tank is the one who keeps the attention of the boss, and the one who takes all the hits from the boss. You know, he might not hit the hardest, but he is the one who gets all the attention. And how he does that is through the aggro system. And I've described the aggro system before, but I'll do it again. It's basically a system for the tank to say, "Hey, I'm here.
Hey, look at me.
Yeah, hit me.
Yeah.
And if, you know, a healer overheals or a hot, H-O-T, I'm sorry. That's a different thing. That's a heal over time. That's something else. Which can happen, you know, just a healer just heals way too much and gets attention on itself. A DPS character can also hit way too hard, which happens quite often, and just takes attention away from the tank.
Yeah, they had the aggro system in Army of Two. I remember that.
Yes, it's actually been in a lot of games, just not many people have realized it. That's what it was. Let's see. I said a hot, which is for healers. That's a spell that will just constantly just heal. You know, you cast it once, and it'll just, you know, it'll heal for a not as much as your big heals, but it'll heal for a lot longer. Like, all of a sudden, you'll just get a heal. 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 It'll just kind of tick along. And DPS also has something similar called a dot, or damage over time. You know, like, say, like, you know, a mage casts a fireball, and that enemy catches on fire, and the fire causes damage. Yeah, that's a dot. It was in Borderlands. Like, if you had flaming bullets, and the enemy caught on fire, and every now and then you just get a tick of fire damage. That was a dot.
Oh yeah, that, and like the if you had like the electrical weapons, mm-hmm. every now and then there would be the electrical special charge.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Well, and then there are also crits, which are basically just all of a sudden, just at a random point, you just do an insane amount of damage. And that can be good and bad at times. You know, like, if you're dealing with a boss, and, you know, a DPS crits, he can get the attention of the boss. But that can also kill the boss, so it can be good and bad at times. It depends. A nuke, that would be... Let's see how to explain that. Go back to a mage casting a fireball, but the enemy does not catch on fire. It just hits for a big amount of damage. That's a nuke. An AoE, area of effect. Grenades are a good example of an AoE. You know, it's whatever is in a certain radius will get hit. And in a lot of MMOs, you can actually see that radius on the ground, like it's some kind of a circle. Uh, You might hear people. You might see people talking about vent. Vent is short for ventrilo, which is a service. It's a separate program in itself. It's basically a VoIP, only it's a server based, meaning you can have up to 25 people, and no single person is running that. So it doesn't lag or anything. I've even been in 500 person vent servers. And each one can have their own room, which is broken down, into small groups for people. I can't think of any more terms. Have you heard any and not know what they meant? Have I said something you just didn't know?
I can't think of any.
But yeah, that's basically your basic terms. Each MMO is going to have their own kind of terms. All of these are based on World of Warcraft, which I bet a lot of people are going to use in Tor. So, because a lot of people are going to be coming from World of Warcraft or have a background in World of Warcraft, so I bet a lot of these are going to be used.
Okay. Awesome. Let's see. Oh, I do want to mention one thing. I started the Nerdist Way book.
Oh, you did?
Book. Yeah. I'm about an hour in. I'm on like chapter four, yeah. It's interesting. Definitely. It's what you would think. Chris Hardwick doing a productivity book would be.
Okay.
And I like it. And I do want to say, I know a lot of people, I heard on I've heard a lot of people on different podcasts like Open Forum Radio and others like that talking about the Talking Dead show right after The Walking Dead. And if you like that show and you like the host, Chris Hardwick, definitely check out either this book or check out his podcast, the Nerdist podcast, and maybe check out his book if you continue on liking the podcast, because I don't think a lot of people really have put that together that guy has his own podcast.
I've seen his own TV show.
Yeah, there's only one episode of that. They're going to get five more, but I don't know. It's weird seeing him. I kind of just like, not seeing him, and because I'm just so used to listening. It's weird when you actually see him.
I've watched Web Soup before, so I knew exactly who he was and what he looked like beforehand. What was weird to me was seeing Jonah and Matt.
Yeah,
that was weird. Because I had no idea what they looked like before that.
If you want to go all the way back, I remember seeing Chris Hardwick back when he did MTV. I actually remember that. Horrible show singled out. And I remember he was actually on an episode of Boy Meets World because of Singled Out. I don't know if you ever watched that show.
I don't remember.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of the characters.
I remember from Boy Meets World was Topanga wasn't hot, and then Topanga was hot.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Yeah.
And it was kind of like in the span of an episode, too. Like, she got a new look, And then boom, hot.
Yeah, pretty much. But yeah, that's a good show. I like that. You used to watch that show a lot.
I did too.
But yeah, let's see. But yeah, that's good. And I like I said, I've heard lots of people talk about, you know, oh, I watched The Walking Dead, and then an hour later they have the show Talking Dead, where they have, you know. But I really don't think those people know that the host of The Talking Dead, Chris Hardwick, has his own podcast, The Nerdist, which he's got a lot of good guests.
He does.
That's what really hooked me was I saw, you know, Nathan Fillion and Stan Lee and, you know, all these...
The Muppets.
Crazy. The Muppets, even. Yeah.
Speaking of which, I'm definitely going to go see that this weekend.
Oh, I want to see it this weekend. I'm hoping I do. I do want to see that, though. Yeah. That's one of the most... That and I think Sherlock Holmes, too, are the two movies I really want to see for the rest of the year. Can't think of any other ones that are coming out.
I can't either.
Let's see. So I guess speaking of movies, I recommend. It was my pick.
Yeah.
And I picked. Did you not watch it?
I did watch it. I watched it today.
Oh. Did you not like it?
I fell asleep. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
But Escape from New York, it's John Carpenter, I think. John Carpenter's yeah. Escape from New York. Yeah. It's known as like a classic action movie from the 80s, I think. 81?
80, yep.
I want to say 81. 81. Yep, 81. Awesome.
I would put it as today as a comedy.
Yeah, it's got... Well, if you look back at all the action movies, there are a lot of cheesy stuff where, you know, because the 80s was nothing but cheese, really and truly.
Yeah, but I think there were two...
It's like we were mouse people.
2 points that I rolled on the floor. Literally, I fell off the couch laughing.
Okay.
It was... I don't know how recently you've seen it, but there's a point where I don't know names, but like the guy who sent Snake into Arkham City, I mean Manhattan, he radios somebody and he uses a cell phone, and it's so freaking big he has to use two hands. To use it.
That's how cell phones were back then. They were that big.
I know they were. It was hilarious.
That was cutting edge technology back then.
It was hilarious. And then the...
What was the other one?
When... It was probably my favorite character of the movie. The guy with the spiky hair. I think he was the only one who actually fit in that movie. Because he was just weird. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, I think so,
like,
yeah.
He looked like a Super Saiyan. Because, you know, he had blonde hair and was spiky.
Like, well, I mean, a lot, almost everybody in that movie was basically weird. I mean...
Like, this guy, I think, belonged in that movie.
Yeah.
But when Brain killed him and stabbed him, his face was hilarious. His face just contorted in a way. Oh, it was just so funny.
So, I mean, what did you think of Snake Plissken, like, the character?
That is a funny name. You got him. That was a funny-ass name.
Okay, but what do you think of the character?
The look of a badass.
Because he's known to be, I mean, that character is known as one of the most badass characters of all time.
He has the look of a badass and the attitude of a badass. He does not have the voice of a badass. His voice is too freaking high.
I guess. I never really thought it was too high, but yeah, it could be deeper, I guess. But
like when the lady, I forget her name, the brains girl, whatever, whenever she talked right after him, there was not much difference.
Yeah, I think in the sequel, Escape from L.A., I think his voice gets more deeper. I think the Kurt Russell actually makes his voice. If I can remember correctly, it's not on Instant Watch, unfortunately, or I would have watched it as well. Sadly, this one's the only one on Instant Watch, but and the funny thing is, a lot of people don't like the sequel, Escape from L.A., but I like it. I thought it was good, but
turn L.A. into Arkham City?
Kinda, yeah. yeah, it was basically crazy, chaotic, I guess you would, you're saying Arkham City, but this was before.
I know, but that's exactly what I thought when I saw this. Because, I'm seeing it now.
Yeah, I understand that. But so what did you think of the movie overall?
It was... I could definitely see it being awesome back in the day. It doesn't quite hold up now. It was still good. It doesn't hold up the way it did back then. In the far-flung future of 1997.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I think if you're going to do crazy future, you need to do it so far where everyone's dead by the time it actually gets to that time frame.
Not just jump. Jump ahead.
Doing movies in the 2200s, now doing in 2248. That kind of future. Because if things aren't that advanced, or, if they are more advanced, then we'll all be dead, so. But.
I don't understand why back then everybody thought computers were going to have useless lights. I don't understand that.
I don't either. I think it. Whenever you see computers from, in the 80s or whatever, and they're showing it, I always laugh at that. That's the first thing I laugh at. And I think, this high-tech computer they're thinking is so high-tech, well, I have a phone that's way more advanced. I have a phone from a couple years ago that's more advanced.
We're giving Snake a special wristwatch to allow him to call us for 15 minutes. I can do that now. I can do it for a couple hours.
Yeah. That's true. But you've got to think this was in a different, in a different time frame where things were chaotic and not, things weren't as peaceful as, where technology could advance as much as it has. In real life.
Well, yeah, because crime has gone up, 400%? Is that what it said? Or
something crazy amount. But I guess to show you the time differences from Escape from New York and Escape from L.A.
Uh-huh.
Escape from L.A., 1996.
Wow.
So, yeah, I guess he was a bit older, and maybe he... His voice was just naturally deeper from that. But, yeah. A lot of people really give it crap. But You know, I like it almost as much as Escape from New York, and I'd recommend watching it, but it's not on Instant Watch yet, I guess. Maybe it will be someday, but yeah.
I just think that's a funny name. Snake Plissken. The name's Plissken.
Yeah, but, you know, Snake, and he's got an eye patch. And
a cobra tattoo coming out of his pants.
And he's, he's a badass, and I really like that character. I think, granted, I did watch Escape from New York back when I was a little kid, when things weren't as, when technology wasn't as bad or, as advanced as it is now, and when this seemed way more badass as well. I could see how it would not hold up a grown adult watching it for the first time right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, the definitely this is one of the ask people, badass characters, they'll say Snake Plissken. Definitely one of my favorite Kurt Russell roles, but
I really liked him in Overboard. That's just me.
Yeah.
That's not a joke either. I actually kind of liked Overboard.
No, it's not. We've talked about this. I know. I still have never seen Overboard.
It's good.
Well, it's not on Instant Watch, so. I'll take your word for it until it is. But yeah, definitely a good movie. In fact, I heard right after we recorded, like the day after, last week's was already up, I think From Page to Screen put out a podcast, and they were actually talking about Escape from New York.
Oh, well.
So it's kind of funny there.
I don't think that was a coincidence.
They didn't. They mentioned it in passing. They didn't do a whole episode or anything talking about it. But I did think that was. I did chuckle at that. But it's your turn for next week.
Yes.
So what are you going to pick?
My pick next week is a documentary. It's not something that's fake to be a documentary. This is a documentary.
Okay, what is it?
The Captains.
Oh, I have that on Instant. I have that on my queue, anyways. So,
hey,
I had it on my queue because I thought you would. I thought you would.
Yep.
I knew you would. So,
The Captains.
Let's see.
For those of you who don't know what The Captains are, it's William Shatner, James T. Kirk, interviewing Patrick Stewart, Avery Brooks.
I can't believe you said James T. Kirk. You gotta say James Tiberius Kirk.
Well, okay. William Shatner interviews Patrick Stewart, Avery Brooks, Kate Mulgrew. I don't know how to say her name. Scott Bakula. Christopher Pine. And Christopher Plummer. So he interviews all the captains from Star Trek.
Yeah. I got this because I saw it and I heard about this. I think they talked about it on the Nerdist.
I actually heard it today on the Giant Bombcast. So.
Oh really? Wow.
So that's why I went in. This is going to be my pick for next week.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't know that much about Star Trek. So.
So I'm going to get out a lot. I'm going to get a lot out of this. You're not so much.
Yeah, but I still am looking forward to it. There's just too much Star Trek, you know, and so I just haven't had time to watch all the stuff I've watched in my life with Star Trek. So there's just too much geek stuff out there. And I guess that's not a bad thing to be complaining about.
Not at all.
So I guess we can move into the question of the week.
Yes, the question of the week, I apparently changed a little bit. I didn't realize that, but I did.
Tweaked a little, yeah.
Yeah. The original question was, what actor or actress is movies can you watch for a whole day? I changed it to a whole week.
Which is totally different. That makes it totally different.
It does.
You wouldn't think so, but it does. Because I had my answer picked. When I thought it was a day, my answer was going to be Sylvester Stallone. Because, you know, I could easily watch all the 5 Rocky movies. There was not a 6th one. I don't. If you tell me there was a 6th one, I'll call you a liar.
Well, you know what? I've never seen Rocky. I've never seen a Rocky movie.
Whoa, sorry, I fell out of my chair.
There's actually going to be another actor that's actually mentioned a couple of times that I've never seen any of his movies either.
Wow. So you've never seen any of the Rocky movies?
No.
Okay, well, why don't you give me your pick while I Google and see if Rocky is on Instant Watch so I can figure out my recommend for the week after.
I could, an entire week, I could watch Jackie Chan movies. I don't think I've seen a movie he's done that I've just hated. There's been some that are kind of silly that I don't particularly care for, but weren't bad. Like Spy Next Door, that was kind of weird, but...
Oh, that was awful. That was awful. I only watched because it was on Instant Watch.
Yeah, that's how I watched it, too.
Let's see. Oh, I'm looking at his list of movies. Yeah, there's got some good ones. The Rush Hour movies. Mm-hmm. Around the World in 80 Days.
Yeah, that's a good one. Drunken Boxing or The Drunken Mat Master. I forget the name of that movie. The Drunken Something.
The Tuxedo.
That was a good one. The Medallion. That was kind of similar to The Tuxedo, but...
A little different.
Yeah.
let's see.
There's another movie that's also was kind of similar... The Accidental Spy. So.
Yeah, it seems like he's like, I don't. I mean,
he's done weird stuff.
Yeah, like the last, you know, 10, 15 years, his style of, martial arts, I've always called clumsy foo.
Yeah.
Because it seems like he's always like, you know, just it's very clumsy whenever he's, you know, it seems awkward, you know, when you're watching him, you know, defend himself or doing all these crazy stuff.
I like it though.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's any, you know, but if you watch some of his older stuff, you know, it's just totally different. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, actually, there's another actor who's actually taken up kind of Jackie Chan's role, I guess. He's not known in America, but he's a martial artist, and he does all of his own stunts, kind of like Jackie Chan. Only he does more amazing stunts, I should say. His name is Tony Jaa. But you probably wouldn't watch any of his movies because they're all Thai movies, and they all have subtitles.
Yeah.
Actually, no. I actually think Ong Bak is dubbed. So, Ong Bak is good. And his fighting style is Muay Thai, which I think looks amazing.
Yeah, I mean, as far as saying his stunts, Jackie Chan's stunts aren't, you know, anything crazy. I mean, he is pretty old now. He's in his like 50s.
Yeah, I mean, but he's
close to 60.
But he still does his own stunts though. Well,
yeah,
I won't say all of them, but he still does a lot.
Yeah, definitely. That's a good pick. I didn't think of Jackie Chan. I did have to rattle my brain for, because a week, that's just a long time. Unfortunately, my answer that I came up with, you know, like I think today one of our feedback was basically took my answer, and that is Sean Connery. I settled on Sean Connery because, I mean, there's just so many good movies with Sean Connery. You've got The Rock. You've got which is the where he Alcatraz, uh-huh. Dragonheart.
Oh yeah, I forgot he was in that.
Finding Forrester. I've never seen The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Oh, that's good.
But I've been really wanting to. Let's see. You've got James Bond.
Yes.
All the James Bond movies he was in. You've got what is it?
Highlander.
The Highlander movies. You've got Indiana Jones.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think he was only in The Last Crusade.
Yes.
Yeah, that was the only, but you still got that. I mean, you got well, I'm looking through his.
Ooh, Bandits. That's another actor I didn't think of. Harrison Ford.
Yeah, I had thought of Harrison Ford first, but there's really not too many of his that as much as like Sean Connery.
Well, you got the Star Wars trilogy. You got, you know, all four Indiana Jones movies. But I just really go with three of them.
I would say, why would you want to watch all four? I mean,
Air Force One.
That's
all I can think of.
Kids, I would go through all of his movies in like a day, maybe two. But I mean, Sean Connery, he's just got so many. But yeah, that was my answer. Cause, yeah. So I guess we got feedback. I saw we got feedback.
Yes. Let's see. Okay. Cthulhu 80. He says, I would have to say Vincent Price. Which I can't think of what he looks like. Oh, I've never seen any of his movies, so.
IMDb.
Yes, I just googled him, and yes, I've never seen him in a movie before.
He looks familiar. That really was the big character, but he was in Edward Scissorhands. He was the inventor, but he was
okay.
Pretty old then.
I haven't seen the movie in forever.
I'm looking through his. He looks familiar. I've seen him in something. Some old-timey movie.
Yeah, like the pictures I'm seeing a lot of them are in black and white. So.
Yeah, see, you know, when I did this, when I thought of this, I googled, like which character or which actor has been in the most movies. You know,
mm-hmm.
And I got some weird answers. I got like the dude who like used to voice Daffy Duck because he's been in like 1,000-something roles. I can't think of what his name is. But I I really gave this question some thought, and you know, when I saw you had said a week, I was like, a week is a long time. I'm really going to have to, you know, what is it? Mel Blanc. There we go. He has, let's see, actor. He has 1,034 titles accredited.
That's a lot.
Yeah. He was alive from 1908 to 1989. So, he 81 years, and he did a lot of voice work for, you know, like I said, Daffy Duck and a bunch of cartoons and stuff like that. But I thought, you know, that would be great. There are a lot of stuff, but I get tired of, you know, Looney Tunes cartoons or the Flintstones or, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah. Okay, Cookie English, as he calls himself nowadays, said George Clooney. I don't think I've disliked any of his movies or any of his films.
Has he seen him play Batman?
I think he was an all right Bruce Wayne.
Yeah,
but not a Batman.
Yeah, definitely not.
Nipples Batman was not good. Yeah, no.
Yeah, I definitely did. I did like George Clooney. I think the recent movie I've seen him in, The Men Who Stare at Goats, that was I picked.
Was it?
I think.
No.
I think I picked that.
I've not seen it.
A long time ago. Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Are you sure? I could have seen it.
I've not seen it. Like
one of the very first ones.
I remember we mentioned it. But I don't think it's actually been an I recommend because I haven't seen it, so.
Oh, okay. Wow. Then maybe it needs to be. Maybe I thought about it and. Huh. Okay. Well, I'll keep that in mind then. But yeah, he's got some stuff, but.
Okay. Yeah. Dark DJ says, without putting much thought into it, I'd probably go with Conroy or Cruise without much trouble. I would have to question the Cruise part.
Yeah, maybe.
Wait,
I don't
which
know.
Cruise? Penelope Tom or Tom? Cruise.
I would say Tom Cruise.
I don't know, he could mean Penelope.
I mean, you got the. I've never seen them, but the Mission Impossible movies.
Yes.
You've got Tropic Thunder, where he was, like, amazing in.
Still haven't seen that one.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, there's some good movies I've not seen.
He's got a. You know, Minority Report, which everyone yes. references that movie when, you know, Connect.
Talk about Connect, yeah.
Jerry Maguire.
I should watch again.
Interview with the Vampire.
The Firm. That was good.
He's got a lot of good movies. Risky Business, one of his first ones. Really good.
That was one with him in his underwear in that famous scene.
In the pink shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
That has been copied and redone so many times.
Yes, especially when... never mind. Deshane Vox says, tough call between Paul Newman and Clint Eastwood. Probably Clint for having some comedies with the Western and action, but the Newman dramas are hard to pass up. And
yeah,
here's another thing I have not seen. Clint Eastwood. I'm just depressing William here.
I'm surprised you didn't. I'm surprised you didn't say that when Stewart was on last week, and his choice was Clint Eastwood.
Yes, I remember that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, don't expect to get invited on his show.
Well, I could talk about other movies besides all the ones we've mentioned.
I mean, you've never seen a Clint Eastwood movie?
I've seen clips.
Wow.
But no. Devious Mr. Matt says Clint Eastwood movies. Forgetful. Denzel Washington. So many good movies of all kinds of genres.
Yeah, I guess. Mostly, you know, not that many, like, comedies.
No. Or... Lots of dramas. Thrillers.
Yeah. Lots of thrillers and dramas. Like, God, you just look at his list. I mean, Book of Eli, Deja Vu, Inside Man, Manchurian Candidate, Man on Fire.
Unstoppable.
Yeah, Unstoppable, Antoine Fisher, John Q, Training Day. Remember the title? Oh, that was kind of a lighthearted... That was like one of his most lighthearted movies. And that's kind of funny, because that really wasn't too lighthearted.
No.
I mean, there was some moments, but...
Yeah. Our good buddy Henry Knox, he said... Denzel Washington with movies like Glory, Malcolm X, Man on Fire, Fallen, Training Day, Book of Eli, and more. Full week of greatness. Lazberry, also known as Blue Man Rule, said Bruce Willis, Will Smith, or Jackie Chan in that order.
Well, it wasn't three people, it was one, which, that's another pet peeve. A lot of people, they don't pay attention to the questions.
They answer them in some form.
Yeah, but, yeah.
All right, we got,
so is that
we
it?
Got one more. Patriot 1030 okay. Said, good question, most likely Kiefer Sutherland.
I'm going to have to Google that.
I can't think of what he looks like.
He was in 24, and he was in Lost Boys. I know that. That was I recommend, wasn't it? Didn't I?
Lost Boys, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay. I thought so, but... I know he was in 24 in The Lost Boys, but I can't think of anything else I've seen him.
Okay. I know what he looks like now. Okay.
He woke out for me there.
He was on Phone Booth?
Sounded like you said face lickums or something. Seriously, you Skyped out like crazy for me. But
okay.
I don't see anything. I'm looking and all.
He was in Phone Booth, which was probably a movie I really love.
Well, he was the caller.
It's been a while, so.
So okay. What? That's the you just hear his voice, yeah. I guess, for most of it.
Yeah.
But I don't recognize a lot of the movies. He's done. You?
No.
I mean, I think The Lost Boys is the only movie I've seen he's been in. Never saw Phone Booth.
Good movie.
24, I just wasn't a big fan of.
That's not a movie. It's a TV show. I've seen parts of Stand By Me.
I don't remember. Stand By Me.
It's got Will Wheaton and Corey Feldman in it as well. They're young kids.
I don't remember that. No. So yeah, I couldn't see. I couldn't choose Patriots' choice, but definitely if he's comfortable with it, I. But yeah, Sean Connery would probably be mine, and I gave that a lot of thought. So I guess what's going to be the question next week?
That is the question next week. I got nothing. Geek question of the week is what's the geek question of the week for next week?
Really?
That actually wouldn't be bad.
But if the geek, if people answer what the geek question of the week is for next week, then
their answer has to be in the form of a question.
That's confusing.
they're answering a question with another question.
Huh.
I'm digging at the bottom of the barrel. I've hit the bottom of the barrel. I got nothing left. Can't think of anything.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I can't think of too much either. I don't know. I'm trying to think of something holiday related since it's gonna be Christmas time next week. Yep. The start of Christmas time,
is the day after Thanksgiving, is when you should start playing Christmas music, not the day after Halloween. Walmart.
Well, there's not really Thanksgiving music, so.
Then don't play Christmas music.
I guess, but. I don't know. I'm trying to think of like ultimate geek gift or something. I don't know. I'm not even really coming up with anything too great, but.
Okay. I think I'm going to go with what's next week's geek question of the week.
For the following week or for next week's episode?
Just give me a list. I just need a list of geek questions.
Because it can't be.
And I will run them. I will run down them. Each week, I will pick a new one.
Okay, I guess. Alrighty. That's our show. There are many ways you can contact us, leave us feedback to let us know what a geek question of the week you would like us to ask would be. Facebook, Twitter, Google+, just search The Geeks, FTW, that's for the win. But when you type it, you type FTW, because that's how you spell it. You can leave us a voicemail at 1-347-433-5389. And that's 1-347 Geek FTW for the win. but we don't have any voicemails this week.
No, we don't.
So we can't play any. So leave us if you want, and we do play them. So
I like that note in our show notes because it was wrong.
Oh yeah, that just forgot to change it from last week. But you can email us at thegeeksftw@gmail.com.
Yeah, send us an email. I think we've only had one.
Yeah, only one. iTunes reviews. We've had some iTunes reviews, but that's only because of the Onyx program.
That's right.
Because that's a requirement
for us
to be in. Yeah.
So, which you have not left us a review.
I will not, because I'm not going to leave us a review.
I did. I did a long time ago. Yeah, well,
I know, but that I don't know. There's just something weird about that. Yeah, I'm leaving myself a review because, you know.
Hey, that's what I said. We're awesome. And I'm not just saying that because I'm in it.
Yeah. What else? Android app. Android app is on the Amazon App Store. Search Geeks FTW, The Geeks FTW, any for combination. I'm sure it'll pop up. It's also on the iOS App Store, Apple App Store, whatever they call it. It's in the BusyBox app or BusyBox podcast or no. Podcast box.
Or, that's right.
What's that?
I was going to say, that's not right.
I'm thinking of something else. Yeah. BusyBox is a app for what's it called? Android. It's an app that helps with basically rooting stuff, rooting, hacking, all that stuff.
Oh.
Like I no, said, I've been
we're deep not into in that app.
No, but we're in the podcast box app.
There you go.
And if you search Geeks FTW in the Apple App Store, you'll find the podcast box app. And $1.99. That's all it is. And I guess with that, shout-outs, Stuart?
You know, same shout-outs as always. You know, shout-out to the writers. Elf, Dark DJ, he just wrote an article about his first, was it 25 or 75 hours of Skyrim? I can't remember which. Which I will eventually have a video review up as soon as I build something for it. So I've got to break down and just do that. But
yeah.
Also shout out to all of our proper offer sportscast, Preview Point, Anchor Mailman Podcast, Humor Radio, Section Z Podcast, Truthfully Geeking, Intrepid Audio Productions, which includes Lag Free, Know Your Gamer, Chicago Sportscast, Guide Button, The 40cast, Knox Broadcast, which includes What Does God Say, Love and Learning Podcast, Downward Brother, Shamley Cast, From Page to Screen, which includes Media, Lifecast, and Sometimes Spotlight, Geeks the Win, and Vault Reviews.
Awesome. And I was gonna do it for last week, but since Patriot had to change the name, I'm going to clip that out, and then you can just play it as a sound file. And people will think you say it right every time.
But I do say it right every time.
90% of the time, anyways.
I probably practice that at least 4 times a week.
Oh, that's sad. But no. But
that's not a joke either. I really do.
And fortunately, especially last week, I mean, when you didn't say it quick enough and a new one, you know, change happened. I mean, but any other shout outs?
Shout out to Modern Warfare 3 because you're awesome still. And shout out to the turkey I'm going to eat tomorrow. I'm just going to destroy you.
Alrighty. Definitely shout outs to the writers who are now starting to write something.
Woohoo!
I mean, thanks. Keep at it, because you still have... I sent an email out saying, hey guys, you still have permission to write. I mean, you know... We didn't take that away. Feel free to write. I mean, so hopefully we get more because we're working on. We kind of stopped, but we're. I'm gonna start right back working on the site redesign, and hopefully we can start getting some content since we're going through the trouble of redesigning the site and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And what else? Shout outs to the, Angry Mailman podcast. They released their audio drama podcast, radio show, whatever. He called it an audiobook, but it's really not an audiobook if there's.
Did he?
I mean, audiobook is just reading a book. Anyways, just correcting him because he likes to mess with us on his show. So that's my, I guess, revenge. Pretty weak, I know. But anyways, what else? So there was somebody else in the.
Shout out to Nerdist because we talked about them today because they had a birthday.
The OFR guys from. The OFR proper show guys, they did a recent show and it was good. I know Lasberry, Blue Man Rule, Larry, whatever he wants to go by. He was like ball washing the Kindle Fire, which is the Kindle tablet, and I'm not saying it's not good and all that, but. The only problem I would have with it is it's like has 6 gigs worth of storage and that's it.
Yeah, we were.
So I'm definitely looking forward to. He said he was going to have a review. I'm looking forward to seeing if that comes up at all. Because
yeah, I remember gigs we were excited seem like for that. Too
much, you know.
I remember we were excited for that.
And but anyways, it's not good. What else? I guess shout out to the universe and the world and whatever else, yeah. The galaxy and whatever, because I miss hearing those shout outs. You there, Stuart?
Yeah, I've been talking. Can you not hear me?
Whoa, something crazy happened. You there?
Yes, I'm here. I've been talking. You've been talking over me.
Somehow my audio got like muted. I don't know how, but I didn't hear a damn thing.
You've been very rude and been talking over me.
Oh, somehow my audio got muted. I don't know how, but I'm sorry about that. Has it been terrible? Do I have to cut all that out?
No.
Will it just be funny? I'm sure it'll just be hilarious.
you'll have to listen back.
I definitely will, since I edited.
I did say shout out to Nerdist because they had a birthday.
Oh like, yeah,
yesterday or the day before. I don't know. It's hard to tell when that was, but that was recently.
Yeah, I did see that on Twitter. I did see that. Now he had a birthday, not the Nerdist. It's the pod, not the Nerd podcast, but Chris Hardwick had a birthday, right?
I thought it was Nerdist.
I could have thought, I don't know.
I don't know. He has the same Twitter. You know, his Twitter is Nerdist. So it's hard to tell whether they were talking about him or the podcast.
It was him.
I took it as the podcast, but I'm wrong.
Chris Hardwick, born November 23rd. That's today.
Okay. Happy birthday, Chris Hardwick.
Yeah. Basically, Anthony Alex, he does the same thing. His Angry Podcast, he basically tweets off of that, even though he does have
Anthony Alex.
But he doesn't use it as much. He mainly just uses,
But you can make it clear if you're talking about Anthony Alex or Angry Podcast.
Yeah. But I did, I don't know, I did see the TARDIS cake he had, and it did say, I think, Happy Birthday Chris on it.
I didn't see the birthday cake. I'll have to look for that.
Yeah, here we go. I'll send you...
Send me a link to somebody else's birthday cake.
It's a TARDIS. I mean...
True. But that's... You gotta admit, that's kind of weird.
I wonder if the cake is bigger on the inside. It's much more fattening on the inside than the
outside. That's true. It will make you bigger on the inside.
And the outside. But yeah, definitely. God. I thought we could go from a show without any technical difficulties, but my audio had to mute, or your audio had to mute on my computer, or...
It was all fine on my end.
Yeah, sure. Sure it was. Anyways, 67 is next week, and like I said last week, we got nobody really to guest host, so let us know if you want to be a guest host for next week, and we'll make that happen, because we've gone through our small, very, very small list of guest hosts, and if you haven't been on the show before and want to, definitely, because we're all for, you know, having new people on. At least I am.
And we have two people on the list. So join up.
We have two people on the list?
We have two people on, yes, I am sure. One was added today.
Oh, I didn't see that. Okay. Videos corrected it. Okay.
Yes, instead of like 6 a.m., it's whenever, which we can do.
Yeah, definitely. But we had Angry Pod Bubba. We had Bubba on when we did the mashup show.
Not according to him, so.
Well, then he needs to invite us on his show, because.
One at a time?
We've never been on his show either. If they don't want to count the mashup. So, yeah. tinyurl.com/guestftw. And that'll take you to our little application, which is not that difficult. It's just, you know, what day of the week works best for you, what time, any special topic, email, and, of course, your Skype name. So, that just easier for us to, it automatically converts them, you know, everybody into a list in order. And, yeah, so, where's the, wow, we've been going on for a long time, even though we've had nothing to really talk about.
We've talked about stuff.
Yeah, but we went in thinking there's really not much to talk about.
You went in thinking this is going to be a short show. I did not say that.
You said, and I quote on your Twitter, all the news I'm seeing would be us saying, yep, that happened.
And did we talk about news? Not really.
Yeah, but you implied that, you know, I don't know.
Thus, we did not talk about news.
I'm tired. I want turkey. Sadly, have to wait till tomorrow for turkey, but...
Yes, but by the time you're hearing this, we will be in the coma. Because of the turkey.
We'll be eating turkey leftovers, turkey sandwiches, turkey... All kinds of turkey. Goodness. But yeah, definitely... Hit us up for if you want to be a guest host. Hit us up if you got any feedback. All this stuff will be on, all the ways will be on the show post at thegeeksftw.com. We, all of our posts have all the our contact info, so you've got no excuse, people. Except for that you don't care, and that's just rude. It hurts our feelings, because we are people. You know, you may be listening to us on it, from your computer or pair of headphones or whatever, but, you know, it came from a real person or two people.
It came from our hearts, damn it.
Yes. And, you know, a piece of us, a piece of our soul is taken. Wait, no, that's photographs. Well, no, maybe, I guess. Wouldn't audio be like a piece of your soul is taken too? Like, yes. The ancient tribes. Same principle, right?
Yeah, let's go with that.
Yeah, so we give you our hearts and souls. Or at least pieces of it. Whoa. Shit's falling down. I don't know if that came in the audio, but...
It did. It totally did. Heard that laugh clear.
So I guess it's time to close the show up. Episode 66, we're done. 67 will be next week, so hopefully we'll have hopefully I'll have some crazy Black Friday stories to...
Yeah, everybody who's doing the Black Friday thing, please don't kill anybody this year. Because I know when on the news, like Monday, I'll hear something like so-and-so was killed because they were trampling open the door.
Yeah, hopefully that won't be a big problem, because most of the places are starting at like Walmart starts at 10 p.m.
Well, no, that just means it's going to happen earlier.
Yeah, so I don't know.
This year, does it seem like Black Friday is bad? Like it's been blown way up.
Yeah, it's been a lot crazier, and I know a lot of people are saying they're just gonna do Cyber Monday. Well, the last few years, Cyber Monday's been kind of weak sauce.
Actually, it's a lot of the deals are on Friday.
Yeah, so. But well, I mean, I'm just saying the last couple years it's been the online stuff hasn't been too great, but anyways,
I'm not leaving the house Friday.
At all. Good for you. I'll be battling soccer moms.
Have fun with that.
I will. But yeah, closing the show up for the third time. third time.
One more thing. No, I'm kidding.
One more thing. Show's over. Bye.